Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Got another short segment here before we go to another break in about 5 minutes. But yeah, to pick up what you were saying about Building 7.
Building 7, Lieutenant Colonel Guy Razor began email correspondence with one of the scientists at NIST, and he provided him with a lot of information about the hot spots and the vaporized metal and so forth, and actually got NIST to confirm that they had received the information that Lieutenant Colonel retired 20-year fighter pilot Guy Razor sent them. They confirmed that they received it, and he actually went there to NIST and talked to him face-to-face, met face-to-face with some of the investigators. And since then, one of the NIST scientists, former head of their fire analysis department, what was his name? I forget his last name. But now they've got one of their experts is asking for a reinvestigation of the collapse of the building, which is really amazing. And then another prominent scientist has also spoke out about the problems surrounding the World Trade Center towers and so forth. So, like I say, the truth movement is growing, and it's growing in just the ways it should grow. Now you have the 160 architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth.
Well, look, I mean, the only people who are defending the official story are those who have an axe to grind, who actually work either for the federal government itself directly or indirectly because their jobs depend on federal grant money. Those are the only people. And, of course, the mainstream media, which anybody with half a brain ought to know by now that it's totally in bed with the government. But that's it. Everybody else. And even some who are in academia whose employing institutions depend on federal grant money are coming out. And, of course, unfortunately, many of them are losing their jobs, but that doesn't stop them. They have a conscience. They see what's happening, and they're doing what they can to stop it. But and unfortunately, it's these hucksters that people have traditionally thought were the ones you could trust. Well, you better wake up to that reality, folks. It's not true. These are the ones you can't trust because of their deep connections with federal agencies and federal grant money. These are the ones not to trust.
This story, a former chief of NIST's Fire Science Division calls for independent review of World Trade Center investigation. This came out August 21st, not very long ago, but his name is James Quintair. And he's saying things like, we should become conspiracy theorists, but in a proper way.
Right.
And there's another prominent scientist that just the other day spoke out about it. So the 9/11 Truth movement is getting stronger and louder, and the people who are talking are credentialed PhDs. And, well, you know, all I can say is it's about time because the anomalies and the evidence leads to one conclusion, and it's obvious. To just about any reasonable individual, why anyone would believe the government story is beyond me. It's amazing that people could be that. I don't know if you'd call it stupid or programmed or brainwashed or what, but it's a ridiculous story, and you just don't get symmetrical freefall collapse and 100 days of molten metal from the ingredients that were available on 9/11. It just ain't going to happen that way. And that's why you've got physicists such as Dr. Stephen Jones speaking out and then doing investigation.
Right.
Would show conclusively arson.
He's got the goods, folks. He's examined the debris, and it's loaded with thermite residue and microscopic nodules of steel showing that the steel had vaporized. All right, another short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
You know that you can go solar for under $1,200 bucks now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. We're joined by founder of Veterans for 9/11 Truth. You know, I didn't know, Alphonse, that you had come to the truth of government corruption since 9/11. That was your eye opener, huh?
Well, not exactly, but that's made me fully my eyes open fully. The scales fell off. When I was trying to figure out who done it, and I found out who done it or who was likely to have done it, then I started finding out things that I hadn't known before, you know, such as the corruption of the Federal Reserve, what happened under the Wilson administration with the creatures from Jekyll Island, where the international corporate banksters actually wrote the legislation that was supposed to reform Wall Street. But I want to read this, and I want to plug my website, b911t.org, Veterans for 9/11 Truth. We've got a lot of great members, such as Lieutenant Colonel retired Robert Bowman, rocket scientist, physicist, former head of Star Wars, and Lieutenant Colonel retired Guy Razor, 20-year fighter pilot, who's willing to get in the face of the scientist at NIST. But another person who's speaking out, and this is fairly recent, August 27th, National Academy of Sciences member calls for new 9/11 investigation. World-renowned scientist Lynn Margalis, Ph.D., today severely criticized the official account of 9/11 and called for a new investigation. quote, "I suggest that those of us aware and concerned demand that the glaringly erroneous official account of 9/11 be dismissed as a fraud and a new, thorough, impartial investigation be undertaken." Now, that's from a National Academy of Sciences member, extremely esteemed, and she says the 9/11 investigation is a fraud. You know, that's good. So there's two high-profile, one fire scientist, another member of the National Academy of Sciences. They want a reinvestigation. They say that it's a fraud, and it is.
That's real encouraging that when you see that, because, you know, so many people will point to these other so-called experts, you know, the credentialed scum, like at NIST. Look at their credibility. Look at their credentials. And look, they're saying that those...
But they're not telling the truth.
You see, this is what people need to realize. Never mind looking at their credentials or who, look at where the money's coming from that pays their salaries. Go ahead.
The appeal to authority is a logical fallacy, an informal logical fallacy. If that's all you've got, you know, you certainly want to look at a person's credentials. It means something, but it doesn't mean everything. Just because somebody with a PhD says it's so doesn't make it so. You know, so you've got to be able to go beyond that authority and say...
Most of your tyrants in history have been well-educated.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, Hitler wasn't a dummy.
But appeal to authority is a logical fallacy, and if that's all you've got, then you've pretty much got nothing. If that's the only thing you can say is
of course,
have authority. And I ask you a question like, well, what does NIST say about this molten metal? How did it melt? Do they mention that at all? And no, they don't. They also make erroneous conclusions based upon seismic data. They say one of the towers came down in 8 seconds. Which is impossible, unless you propel it with something stronger than gravity. Because you can only get it to drop in 9.23 seconds with only gravity as the force that's propelling it. So you'd have to add to that somehow. Well, I guess it's possible. But how in the world do you estimate the collapse time based upon the seismic data? Well, you can't, because you can see the end of it, but you can't see the beginning. Can't see the beginning of a collapse in seismic data. How would you do that? Well, you can't. Well, these are scientists. How the heck they do that? And I happen to have a degree in geology, so I know.
Well, of course, in this case, the big spikes on the seismograph occurred at the beginning, when the towers began to collapse, which is another mystery. And they lied, by the way.
I'm not sure that they did. I'm not sure when they began, because there's some evidence that shows contradictions, because the seismographs and the TV are all on the International Atomic Clock. So we know with great precision, as long as our clocks were synchronized, with great precision when things happen. You take, for instance, Building 7.
Well, you know, if you go to Columbia University's own website, they have the data there, and you can see the huge spikes, and it's followed by several smaller spikes, and they even have a commentary on there stating that they were surprised because they expected the big spike to be at the end when the things hit the ground, but they said that was negligible in comparison to the initial spikes at the beginning of the collapse. That was their own comments on it.
Yeah. Well, there's evidence that the earthquake should have been 3.7, and they were only 2.0 and 2.3, which would indicate that 90% of the building's mass probably dissipated in the form of being powdered, pulverized, before it hit the ground. And
right.
Should have created about, according to my calculations, should have created about a 3.7 on the Richter scale, which is about... 100 times more intense than the earthquakes that were recorded. And then if you take a look at Building 7, it's about half the height and half the mass of the World Trade Center towers, and it only created a 0.06 with an 18-second duration. The ground shook for 18 seconds. The World Trade Center towers, the ground shook for 8 seconds and 10 seconds. It's almost double the duration. And what's incredible about this 18-second ground shaking is that it took place, according to these international atomic clocks, it took place before the building collapsed. First you had the 18-second vibration, then you had 3 seconds, and then the building collapsed. You know, so those are just fascinating, though they may not be conclusive evidence, but there is it is definitely evidence that something's very wrong.
There's well, no and you couple that with the eyewitness reports. You know, one woman said she saw flames coming out of the base of the North Tower just before, you know. So we have eyewitness testimony. We even have pictorial evidence.
Video testimony.
Sure. Yeah.
We've got Rick Siegel who was filming the WTC-7 from Frank Sinatra Pier in Hoboken. You know, so we've got all this evidence that corroborates. There's no doubt about it. There's something very, very wrong with the government's story, and I mean the evidence is conclusive.
Well, and you look at the fact that there was not an examination of this debris. It's the biggest crime scene in American history. Not only was there not an examination of it, they thwarted it. They prevented it. FEMA was on the scene making sure that nobody, even though volunteers went down there, experts from around the country volunteering their services free, FEMA made sure that they did not have access to the material. They had it removed, carted off, mostly melted down into scrap. And that alone is suspicion. Then you find out that, of course, the Bushites didn't want the 9/11 commission. They did everything they could to thwart it, to stop it. When they realized they couldn't stop it, they at least delayed it 14 months, by which time everything had been removed, all the evidence was carted off. And, of course, when they did allow it, they made sure that they staffed it with all the little inside lap dogs. I mean, if that isn't blatantly obvious right there. You see, folks, all these suspicious points, you put them together, and obviously the official story is bunk. All the classic signatures of controlled demolition are there for all three towers.
Absolutely. Well, I would say that they're there for Building 7, but the World Trade Center towers weren't classic because those buildings were blowing up and pulverized. That's not what normally
happens. They weren't classic in the sense that it came from the top down.
Most of the building's mass landed outside of the footprint, which is not classic. And I believe that that's evidence of a tremendous expenditure of energy. You can assess
most of the mass landed all over lower Manhattan in the form of dust.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Most of the mass, 90% of the mass was gone before the buildings hit the ground.
Right.
That means you took this tremendous amount of mass and moved it a long way in 10 seconds, and you can figure out how much energy it would take to do that. You can also estimate how much energy was available. And when you compare the two, they should equal, because for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction. And in this case, you have 10 times more energy expended than was available. Where'd that energy come from? It didn't come from the jet fuel. It didn't come from the buildings. Where did it come from? And that's a puzzle that some great physicists like Dr. Stephen Jones and Dr. Bill Daigle have not been able to answer. All we know is that there's extra energy, a lot of extra energy. And there's been people who have hypothesized, like Dr. Judy Wood, you know, it's some kind of a directed energy weapon caused this. Dr. Bill Daigle is now checking into many nuclear devices, you know, some kind of state-of-the-art, top-secret nuclear device. And he's going to look for evidence of that. Dr. Stephen Jones has already established beyond any shadow of a doubt that there was incendiaries used, thermite was used. But is that all that was used? I don't know what kind of explosive power they can get these days with incendiaries because they've got the development of this new technology called nanotechnology where they can engineer things at the molecular level. So who knows what you can get as far as explosive powers from things that traditionally don't have much explosive power.
Well, obviously it was of a tremendously explosive nature because it not only pulverized the building's contents, you know, the cement floors and the sinks and toilets and so forth, but the carpeting, the rugs, where'd the rugs go? Stick with us, folks. Short break. Be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to True Threats Radio. We got Alphonse on, founder of Veterans for 9/11 Truth, talking about the, a subject that I'm going to keep returning to over and over again on the show. It's of vital importance, guys. 9/11 has been the number one biggest fiasco in American history, the biggest crime in American history, and the excuse that has been used more than anything else to turn this country into a police state. And always you got to ask who stands to gain. There's another suspicious aspect of this. It's not just that the official story doesn't make sense. It's that they're using it to the hilt to accomplish something they've been wanting for a long time, total power in this country. So, you know, it's not just the physical evidence pointing toward an inside job. But look at the behavior of these scoundrels. Look at how the borders are not sealed to this day. And yet they claim to be protecting us from foreign terrorist threats. I mean, it's laughable. It's a complete fraud, a complete joke. You look at all the terrorist alerts, the terrorist arrests. They're all a scam, all of them. The anthrax attacks, there's no exception. All of this stuff is a complete fraud. All the trials, you know, Massawi and KSM and the Zarqawi thing. I mean, all of it.
And psychological warfare.
It is, and it's coming at us just nonstop.
Our media has been taken over, completely taken over by cabal of people who seem to have, well, they do have the same agenda as the, and they're participating in the cover-up and the psychological warfare. It's just bizarre. I just can't believe it's happening, but it is. It's happening, folks. What are we going to do about it? That's the tough question. Here's one person, international lawyer Alfred Lebermont Weber, is suing under and wants to put together an international war crimes tribunal. He was a judge on the Kuala Lumpur International War Crimes Tribunal, and he's going to be in New York City September 8th and 9th at Cooper Union, talking about how to have an international war crimes tribunal. Definitely, 9/11 was a war crime, and the artificial created pretext for the invasions of Afghanistan and Iraq were also war crimes. The way they waged war using illegal weapons like depleted uranium and Willie Pete, which is white phosphorus, and torturing people are war crimes. So that's another thing, another way that we can try to get at these people. But so far, nothing has been successful. We tried electing Democrats, and they took impeachment off the table. Why you would do that, I have no idea, because there's so much evidence that impeachment needs to be done. And one of the nice things about impeachment, then you would give patriotic military top brass a good reason to resist the illegal orders that might be coming down the pike, which have already come down the pike. So there's all this happening. There's a lot of really smart, very patriotic, very good people who are trying to do something about it. And so far, no success. So that's what we're left with. You can't vote. You can't sue. There's just no avenues left open to stop these megalomaniacs. And I'm not sure what to do about it. It's very, very frustrating. My plan in the beginning, once I discovered that 9/11 was an inside job, was to let people know about it. And I think that I and thousands of other people who are astute enough to notice the problems have done a pretty good job of getting the word out. And along the way, we picked up quite a few people that were great spokesmen, Fetzer and Jones and Webster Tarpley and people like Cynthia McKinney. Gosh, there's a long, long list of people who are talking 9/11 truth. By the way, I wanted to mention that I am a member of Pilots for 9/11 Truth because of my aviation experience while I was in the Army. And I'm also a member of Scholars for 9/11 Truth and Scholars for 9/11 Truth and Justice. I'm not that much of a scholar, but I do know a thing or two about science since I have a degree in geology. So when I see these seismographs, I can, you know, kind of analyze them and wonder why the force at impact isn't consistent with the force that the seismographs say were delivered to the ground. How could that happen? Well, all the building's contents were pulverized, which diminished the force at impact by about 90% or more. You know, so where did this energy come from that chewed up the contents of the building and made it into a powder? Gosh, I don't know. You know, we can speculate about that, but what?
Well, any of these so-called investigations are obviously designed to appeal to the gullible masses that do not think for themselves, are not capable of thinking for themselves, have no common sense, no capacity to reason, because anybody who's looked at this with any of those qualities can clearly see that these people are lying through their rotten teeth. All right, guys, another short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable lexan. The material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. 9/11, guys, the biggest crime in American history, and the real perpetrators still walk the streets. And that's true, by the way, regardless what side of the argument you fall on. According to the official story, the real perpetrator is still walking. Why haven't they caught Bin Laden? They don't like to talk about that. Of course, Bush says now he's not so much concerned about him. He's not on his thoughts much. When, right after 9/11, dead or alive, we're going to get him. Yeah, we're going to get him. This whole thing is a complete joke. Anybody want to call in and argue that point? Yeah. Neocons are hiding in the corner because they know it's a joke, too. They just happen to get paid to lie on behalf of this fascist pig regime that's hijacked our government. Tell us, Alphonse, about what's coming up next week, which is going to be the first Tuesday since 9/11 that 9/11 fell on, just like the original 9/11 was on a Tuesday. Here we go now. We have another Tuesday on 9/11. I wonder if they're going to plan their next fake attack on that day.
I don't know. I wouldn't put it past them. Or maybe before that day to prevent the people from getting together and networking. Last year I was in New York City for the festivities leading up to 9/11. I spoke at St. Mark's Church in the Bowery, and then I spoke again on 9/11 in front of the White House in Washington, D.C. And this year they're going to do about the same thing. I'm not going to be there this year. I just didn't want to raise the funds. But there'll be Cooper Union at Cooper Union Hall on Saturday, September 8th, and Sunday, September 9th. There's going to be a lot of people speaking there. And then at Ground Zero in Union Square Park on Tuesday, September 11th. There's also a lot going on in Washington, D.C. as well. So there's a bunch of things going on. I'd urge the listeners and all patriots to support the New York City 9/11 ballot initiative that's coming up. Les Jamieson and New York 9/11 Truth are trying to get a referendum on the ballot that would implement a new 9/11 investigation, which I think is a great idea. You know, you got to hit them with a barrage of every weapon we've got available, and that would certainly help things out a lot. But there's not much to investigate anymore since they've tampered with the crime scene evidence, which is against the law. You know, you take like that Huffman Aviation School in Venice, Florida. They took all the records from that flight school away shortly after 9/11 in a C-130. I just loaded all the records. That's where Muhammad Atta, one of the alleged hijackers, allegedly trained. I think it was probably a CIA front company for arms and drug dealing. But anyway, they took all the records away, and that C-130 was dispatched by none other than Bush's brother, Jeb. And we don't know where those records went. They took all the crime scene evidence at Ground Zero and Building 7, took that away and melted it down. Still, there's some evidence. There's monuments, like freedom monuments, that are made of some of the debris. So we can go take a look at that stuff to see.
Well, there's still Hangar 17, and I don't know why people are dragging their feet and not getting that stuff subpoenaed. But Hangar 17 at the JFK airport still has quite a bit of untampered
with steel.
Yep,
so they say. Uh-huh. Yeah, we under the Freedom of Information Act can garner documents, but to get actual hard evidence, I think we need the power to subpoena, and we have no standing in the court so far. And that's why I emphasize the importance of this ballot initiative in New York City. This would give us standing in the court and would give us the power to subpoena. And that's what we need to do, is subpoena some of this evidence that's still sitting around so that we can do scientific forensic analysis of it, like Dr. Stephen Jones did with the dust, where he was able to find the evidence of arson, which would be incendiaries, specifically thermate or thermite.
Well, they've shown some pictures of it. I think the CBS News went in there with cameras, and you can see what they call meteorites, giant globs of just twisted and molten steel melted together with, in fact, one of the pieces they showed, they said, this represents two or three floors of the towers that have just melted together. And you can see wires and cables sticking out of it. I mean, it's just, you know, a collapse wouldn't do that.
Not
obviously.
No, it's not going to melt things and turn them into pretzels. Well, see, the thing is, the building, in my opinion, shouldn't have collapsed at all. There was nothing there to make it collapse. So what did? And then you see this evidence of molten metal pouring out of the building, and the and staying red hot. You've got these girders that stayed red hot for up to 100 days. Now, with no energy, how do you do that? Well, maybe incendiaries would do that, but it stayed hot, and it stayed hot for a long time. So we've got plenty of enough evidence to go to court, but now or at least have a grand jury where we'd do a grand jury investigation, where we'd subpoena records, contracting records from the World Trade Center, to find out who it was that had access to the building that could have put these incendiaries or bombs or whatever they put in there, you know, because the firm in charge of security there should be culpable for this arson taking place, since they, you know, they're not supposed to let people plant incendiaries in a building, And the name of that company was Securicom, which was owned by Kuwaitis. And sitting on the board of directors, this might blow your mind if you've never heard of this before.
Marvelous Marvin, yeah.
Sitting on the board of directors was Wirt D. Walker III, who was Bush's cousin, George Walker Bush, and his uncle is George Herbert Walker Bush, and that's why it's Wirt D. Walker III is a relative of the Bushes. And
Bush's Marvin
brother,
was the CEO.
Pardon me?
Marvin was the CEO of the company up until 2000.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's the company that ordered all the bomb-sniffing dogs out the weekend before 9/11.
Yeah, they had a power down, and they removed the bomb-sniffing dogs, and you got to wonder, any reasonable individual that saw the buildings go down would think, well, why did they do that? Is that when they put the bombs in there? And I would say probably, but they could have put bombs in there for months and months and months ahead of time.
Oh, they did. What took place the weekend before was just the finalizing of everything, you know, the last-minute touch-ups. Yeah, but that had been going on. And we know that because they had, for example, multiple fire drills where people were held out hours at a time for, weeks leading up to 9/11. This went on day after day. I mean, people said they couldn't believe it. About a dozen times this was done. Not only that, but on several floors, they had the floors completely emptied out. People had no access. You know, the elevator wouldn't stop up on those floors. Then they were engaging in all kinds of heavy equipment.
All kinds of noise
and drilling and
dust and noise and all kinds of things. They were doing something there. They actually had earth-moving equipment in there, I guess, like bobcats, like the little bobcat earth-moving equipment. What were they doing? Yeah, well, you wouldn't have to tie up too many floors to cause a symmetrical free-fall collapse, is what I'm thinking. And then Building 7, there's going to be a documentary released by the Loose Change guys. I think it's called Loose Change Final Cut, where they do an interview with a high-ranking law enforcement official who was in Building 7 on the morning of 9/11 before any buildings collapsed, that witnessed bombs going off, dead bodies strewn all over the lobby. They couldn't even get out of the building. They had to hack a hole. The firemen had to hack a hole in the wall to get them out of there. You know, so something really strange went on. Why were there bombs going off in Building 7 before either one of the towers collapsed? You know, I don't know. Why were there dead bodies strewn all over the lobby? That's going to be that interview is going to be in the in Loose Change Final Cut, which is going to be released probably later on this month or the first part of October.
But I only became aware of that a few months ago, and so that completes the picture now, because we have that with all three towers. Before they collapsed, we had explosions going off in the basements.
Yep. And but now, I'm not sure if they're going to delay the release of Loose Change Final Cut, because now they've got 120 hours of never-before-heard NORAD tapes, which I have access to now, too. Where they're saying, do you think we should stop the exercise? And they laugh about these exercises that are taking place. It's just like, what? You know, what's going on? What's going on here with that?
Now, is there any way of knowing, was this the head office, NORAD, in Colorado, or was this?
This was it's entitled MCC, Military Command Center. So, Military Command Center, I've got 16 tapes, and they total up to 120 hours. Now, there's not that much talking going. There's not 120 hours of talking going on, but there is a lot of talking going on. And the thing that distresses me most is where they, talk about these exercises that they're engaged in, and thinking that it's funny. And this is after Flight 11 is known to have hit the tower. And these people are jovial and laughing, and that's not the right kind of behavior, I don't think. You know that because it's not very funny that they have that they're in drills and planes are flying in the buildings. That's just not funny. But they're giggling about it, as if there's something in some kind of inside joke going on there. So
probably
we're
gonna, is.
We're going to take a look at these tapes and listen to them and see what other incriminating sort of evidence there is in there. And there might be some, because you know, these are NORAD tapes.
To have something like that on there, it doesn't sound like these are faked. I don't think they would have let that, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. But
who knows? But I can tell you right now, the Barbara on tapes, or tape, I should say, from Flight 11, that's completely fake. There's no way that that tape is authentic. By the way, we're told that she talked for half an hour, the whole duration of the flight until it hit the building, but yet there's only 4.5 minutes that have been released anyway. So that's suspicious.
That's suspicious. Another thing that's suspicious is that the calls were claimed to be originating from a seatback phone. But there were no seatback phones on 757, on American Airlines 757.
Right, so Flight 77 calls have been right off. Yeah.
Because Dr. David Ray Griffin actually called American Airlines and asked them, and they said no. They didn't have any airphones or anything like that in their 757s in the year 2001. They had them in 767s and other aircraft, but not 757s. Other airlines did have seatback phones and airphones, that type of thing. In 757s, but not American Airlines. So they just made this story up, and they did a bad job of it. They didn't realize that there were no that their story was impossible and false on its face. Now, why would they make up such a story? You know, you got to wonder about that. And why haven't they been questioned about the about this lying story? You've got a mass murder, whole planes missing. All the passengers allegedly on the plane are missing, and the investigators haven't even asked them. Of course, the FBI, you know, they did an investigation into 9/11, but they won't release it to the public. They've got it. They say it's the biggest investigation that they've ever had in their history, but you can't look at it.
Yeah, some investigation.
So who knows what's in there? Who knows what's lurking in there? We do know that the FBI does not have Osama bin Laden as a suspect for 9/11. They say there's no
on their own website.
On their website. So there's I'm happy that there are so many people, highly credentialed, very upright, upstanding citizens who are now speaking out about 9/11, people like Stephen Jones and Dr. Fetzer and a bunch of scholars, PhDs, and so forth. And that can't hurt us. Unless
I got Paul Craig Roberts coming on next week. He was a former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury under Reagan,
yeah,
who's saying the same thing.
He gave us voodoo economics, I believe.
Yeah.
So, but he's talking. He's talking out anyway because he evidently is a patriot, and the people on the right who are Republicans and so forth, they're starting to even catch on to this, in spite of the dissonance, the cognitive dissonance that they don't want to believe it because it makes their party look bad, but it's really not their party that's doing this. This Bush junta is not a Republic. They're not Republicans. They're something else entirely. They just ran as Republicans. They stole the election and did all kinds of criminal activity, all sorts of...
Oh, nothing they profess to be is ever what they are. They're not Republicans. They're not certainly not conservatives. Yep. They're not Americans. They're not even human beings, if you ask me.
Either. I don't think they're Christians either.
Oh, yeah, they throw that in there, too. Sure, of course not.
So that's,
the antithesis
that's where
of that.
I'm really kind of positive about what's happening here with all these credentialed, upstanding citizens speaking out. It can't hurt, and the more people that know about this, the better off we are. That's why I'm grateful, and I thank you very much, Charles, for letting me on the radio show to remind people. Probably most of your listeners know about this stuff already, but to remind them about how important this is. Because of the possibility, probably even the probability, that they're going to do another attack. You've got Dr. Bill Daigle, who's a physicist and a whistleblower, an insider whistleblower, And he claims that they're going to blow up seven U.S. cities, major U.S. cities, with nuclear-type devices, you know, like micro-nukes.
Well, Homeland Security has come out and said, first Chertoff said it's his gut feeling, and then he came out a week later and said specifically San Fran and L.A., and then they modified it not long after that, and they said it's going to be multiple cities. So, I mean, they've actually come out and said this.
Yeah, it's what I think is known as predictive propaganda, where they start telling you about what they're worried about so that when it does happen, they're doing it, then you can
accept it. Isn't it amazing that they have such detailed foreknowledge and yet they can't stop them?
Yeah, they know what cities, they know when, they know where, they know it's inevitable, but they can't stop them.
And even the nature of it. They did say that either mini nukes or some kind of dirty bomb.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, according to Dr. Bill Daigle, there are 27 cities all wired and ready to go for a nuclear explosion.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Guys, these people, they're not prophets. They know what's happening because they're planning it. They're telling you what they're going to do, not Al-Qaeda. Short break. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to The Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's The Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000 watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got, almost only got a few minutes left here with our guest, Alphonse, founder of the Veterans for 9/11 Truth Movement. Once again, you want to plug your site and anything else you want to mention, and of course, remind folks about the gathering in New York. You are going to be there, right, next week?
I will not be there in New York.
Oh, okay.
No, but yeah, my website is v911t.org. That stands for Veterans for 9/11 Truth. That's victor911tango.org. Another thing I wanted to mention is the Bin Laden trade option. There's somebody's betting that a disaster is going to happen in September, and you can see it in stock market put option trades. So that's something to be concerned about, and it just adds to the mountain of evidence that there's going to be another false flag operation in the United States. So we, I don't know what we do about it, but getting people to know about it at least takes away their plausible deniability. So that's at our site. There's just all kinds of information. I mean, it'll keep you busy for months. This is the culmination of about 6 years' worth of work investigating 9/11 and other government and corporate corruption that's taken place in the United States and the history of it. It's helpful to know how we got where we are today, and that's knowing about history. Because if you don't understand how you got where you are, then that probably means you're lost. You know, so we need to find out where we are, how we got here, and then try to move away from it, move to some place we want to be, where we want to be as free. We want the right to life, liberty, and happiness. We want
right
the
on.
To pursue that.
You know, it's a good point you brought up, too, because in the future, if this world even lasts the way it's going, 9/11 is going to be portrayed in the history books the way that the official lie is telling it now. And that's going to go down as official history. So if you can see that happening in the future, project that into your current history books.
Right.
How much is in there that is recorded as fact the way it's presented to us that didn't happen?
Most of it's false.
Most of it, absolutely.
I mean, I found a lot of it that is blatantly false. There's things in history that you're not allowed to disagree with, or they may throw you in jail. I find that rather suspicious. So there's knowing history is not a bad thing. Knowing about General Smedley Butler and what he did when a bunch of industrialists attempted a coup d'etat, fascist coup d'etat, on the FDR regime. I mean, who knows about that? But that's part of history. It's not something they emphasize. And we still don't know to this day exactly who was involved in it. We do know that General Smedley Butler, a patriot, and the Marine Corps general busted him when they tried to recruit him to lead the coup d'etat. Now, there's something right there. That's just amazing. People say,
right.
Huh? What are you talking about? That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's part of history, and it's part of history you don't know about, so... what else is it that you don't know about? There's a whole bunch of stuff that people don't know about. The creatures from Jekyll Island. There's a long, long list.
And as I always point out, it's not just history either, guys. There's a whole lot of subjects we're lied to about in a whole lot of different fields. Anyway, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank you again, Alphonse, for coming on. We'll have you on again sometime. Keep up the good
You're
work.
You're welcome. And I appreciate you bringing me on. Thank you very much, Charles.
You bet. Okay, guys, have a great day. Another great guest lined up for tomorrow. We'll see you then.
It's true. Go.